CJ92 in Calgary and iHeartRadio Canada. I'm with Dan Auerbach from the Black Keys. They have a new album called Dropout Boogie, out May 13th. Wild Child, the first single, is out now. Dan, before we go any further, I'm looking out the window. All I see is snow. All I want is sunshine. Tell me, wherever you are in the world, that it's a little bit warmer than it is here. Send some warmth, please.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's like light jacket weather here, but it's going to be like 70, 80 this week.
Okay, I'm just going to soak up that energy. Listen, you got a new album on the way, May 13th, called Dropout Boogie. Wild Child, the first single, is out right now. And I wanted to ask you, I mean, it's your second album coming out of a pandemic. A lot of the artists we're talking to right now, man, are just releasing their first since the pandemic. What was the last couple of years like for you from a creative standpoint? It would seem that you had a lot of creative juices flowing. You came out with two albums.
Yeah, man, I took full advantage of being home, you know, and I was working on new music all the time. Every week was something different, really, but we were in a really good flow. Pat and I, we were getting together and stuff like that. Yeah, we did that Delta Cream record, and just it was so easy, so kind of effortless. It was like we kind of took that same energy and went into making Dropout Boogies.
So you're coming up on, you know, like 20 years since the big come-up came out. Friendships, marriages, occupations, you know, a lot of those things don't last two decades, Dan. But you and Pat have made a go of it for almost two decades now. What's the secret to not only that kind of harmony, but that kind of success over the course of 20 years?
There's no secret. It's magic. I mean, honestly, man, it's not just 20 years. We started playing together when we were 16 and 17. And when we were that young, we noticed there was something strange about when we played together. It was just like, man, this is so easy. It's just like easy to make shit that sounds cool with you. It's not like that, you know? And I like the older we get, I think the more we appreciate it, the more we realize how kind of rare it is, you know?
Become a little more protective of that over time too, I would imagine, right? You realize how special that is that you have lightning in a bottle. You're probably more protective of the bottle, right?
Well, I just feel like we're in a good place, you know? I think we both really love what we get to do. And at the same time, I think we just like, we just don't take it for granted, this kind of gift that we were given.
I love that. Pretty cliche to ask a guy if you're excited to hit the road when he's got a tour looming like you do, but I think it rings a little bit different coming out of something like COVID. How much more excited are you? I know you played some shows, you know, last year, but how excited to hit the road and get back on stage and to get back to connecting with your fans? How exciting is that given what's gone on in the world the last couple of years?
Man, I'm super excited. You know, it's definitely made me appreciate it that much more, you know. I think the time off was really nice, but it's definitely time to get back on that stage. And, you know, we're going to be doing something we've never done before, like playing these a shed tour, which we've never done before. And we're going to bring out Kenny Brown and Eric Deaton, and we're going to have like a mini Delta Cream set in the middle of our set. So it's going to be fun as hell, really. I can't wait.
I was super excited to talk to you because as I read about your musical roots, you know, I saw that you grew up incredibly musical. Your mom played piano, you know, bluegrass and your roots. The whole family played music, as I understand. My mom taught piano when I was growing up, and I pushed back on that so hard, I didn't learn. You clearly learned. I wound up where I am. You wound up where you are. It would seem you made the right choice in learning to play the piano. How important was it to learn music as a kid, to have that in your life growing up?
Well, here's the thing. I'm the same as you, man. That was the one thing I rebelled at, was I didn't want to learn how to, like, play piano because my mom read music, and I didn't really want to read music, you know? So I never learned how to play piano, and I totally regret it. But, you know, I just absorbed the music, just kind of being there all the time, hearing music all the time. If my dad wasn't playing a record, my mom was playing piano, or some music was happening on the radio or something.
You're one of the first artists I've had a chance to talk to since we lost Taylor Hawkins from the Foo Fighters. You know, I kind of feel the need a little bit to ask a guy like you about a guy like that. Any memories, any stories?
I met him one time, and he was incredibly nice, but I didn't really know him too well. It's just tragic. It breaks my heart. I hate it.
Can we talk about the Billy Gibbons thing? Because when I saw the track list for the new album, I was like, Billy Gibbons? Like, how exciting must that be for you? Is that the kind of thing you put on a bucket list? Or is it so wild you don't even write it down, it just ends up happening and it blows your mind later?
Man, Billy came out to a Black Keys show, like, when we were touring in the van, and it was just the two of us on stage at some tiny-ass club in, like, I forget where we were, man, like New Mexico or West Texas or something. He came to see us. So, like, he's been a supporter for a long time, and we've just been long-time fans. we were in the studio, and I knew he was in town, so I just reached out to him. And he said, "Yeah, I'll swing by." And he came over, and he brought a bottle of red wine, and then we just sat down and we started jamming, just the three of us, we were just improvising things. And when the bottle of red wine was finished, Billy took off.
Do you have a musical bucket list? Do you have these artists where you're like, geez, man, one day I want to work with him or with her?
I mean, yeah, there's a bunch of musicians I love, but I don't know. Can't think of, I mean, I've gotten to work with so many. I just worked with Hank Jr. and, you know, of course, doing Dr. John record and working posthumously with Tony Joe White. And, like, I don't know. That's three more than I ever thought I'd ever work with. You know what I mean? It just kind of still blows my mind.
I loved the Black Rock album, and so I'll hate myself forever if I don't ask you if there's any chance you ever team up with Damon Dash again.
I don't think so, man. I don't think so. I love Dame, though. It's great, dude. He just had a baby. Congrats to him.
Dan Auerbach, one half of the Black Keys, who have a new album out May 13th, Dropout Boogie, first single, Wild Child, out now. Dan, thanks for your time, man. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you so much. Take care.